NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer is in Afghanistan as the military alliance faces unprecedented tension over its mission there. Meanwhile, in a major new report tracking aid to Afghanistan, British charity Action Aid says the international community is following an inconsistent and incoherent approach to the development in the country. The report notes that aid is key to fighting poverty and delivering tangible improvements to people's lives. Action Aid spokesperson Jesse Griffiths told us more about the report's findings.
We look at a flagship program called the National Solidarity Program, which is aid to 22,000 villages. And we estimate that there will be a funding expenditure shortfall during 2008 of 87%. That's almost the entire budget is currently missing for this key program. The aid that does arrive often comes with excessive red tape and bureaucracy. Often donors use the incapacity of the Afghanistan government as a reason for this, and they try to bypass the government and work through their own consultants and their own projects. And we discovered that 3/4 of all the aid money that's spent in Afghanistan does exactly that. It's spent directly by the donor governments. It ignores the Afghan government. So we think that this severely undermines the effectiveness of this aid, and therefore means that aid is not playing the role it needs to play in building a stable democracy and reducing poverty in Afghanistan. And if people don't see their quality of lives improving in terms of having better access to education, better hospitals, better healthcare, better roads, all the things that aid is supposed to be delivering, then it contributes to the instability in Afghanistan and means that people turn to alternative methods or support actors that are contributing to the instability.